These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Working's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, boom. Then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn. Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I am very, very excited. First of all, welcome to hour number 2. It's great to be with you. We had, I spoke in the first hour about the election of yesterday. That's going to be a theme throughout the entire program today, because there's a lot to unpack with regards to it. And I attempted to unpack for you and explain to you why I was concerned about where we were and the anticipation based on years of indoctrination that has taken place in our education system. But I want to get right to my guest. He is the chairman and the CEO of the network that I'm very proud to be a part of, the Exceptional Conservative Network, or as I like to call it, the Exceptional Christian Network.
Exactly.
And I want to welcome my very dear friend, Kenneth McClinton. We met at Value Voters Summit about 9 years ago. The Holy Spirit told me he and several other esteemed gentlemen were sitting together, and I was kind of sitting alone, and the Holy Ghost told me to go over and introduce myself. And so I did. And they said, well, pull up a chair. And it was you, Ken, and it was Lonnie Poindexter. And then there were two other gentlemen that were there, I think, at the table.
That's correct. That's correct. It was a great occasion, in Washington, and I got a chance to meet, a Holy Ghost filled man of God who can rap. he got more rhythm than I got. and it was just, first and foremost, the Value Voters Summit is much more important to me than CPAC. And a lot of people get offended with me saying that because, you know, we're in this rah-rah spirit thing. But to have men of color, men of faith come together and say, for God I live, for God I die. The most important person in my life is Jesus Christ. And that we can share the bounty as well as the bread, breaking bread with one another. We can laugh. We can enjoy each other's company. We can encourage each other. We can strengthen each other. That was what Values Voters meant to us. We were no longer ostracized as the watchmen on the wall, persecuted on both sides from those who we protect as well as those who we protect against. But we could come together as brethren with the common purpose of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and not being ashamed of putting it in the middle of our own politics in this regard. And so it, being able to sit there with my voice, you know, there is the personal as well as the professional. The professional, I have to give all these platitudes and things like that. The personal is when we're sitting back and we're laughing and we are just enjoying one another. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, for men, and women, to be a part of. And I tell you from that moment that I met you, Pastor, I have loved you. You are my boy. Yeah. I tell you without a shadow of a doubt. And we have our conversations with one another and we talk about the frustrations that we have, with the party that we vote for, not that we necessarily belong to, but, as well as the men and women of God who unfortunately believe that it's right to keep your morals to yourself, not to offend other people, and then watch them go down the gates of hell. So it's good to have a great relationship with you. And also, most importantly, I've learned from you. Buy me a cup of coffee.
I love it.
And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this man, you need to align yourself with in ministry. Don't tell me that you're in ministry and you're all by yourself out there. You need to align yourself with Pastor Greg. Buy him a cup of coffee. We're only talking $3 or $4, maybe $5 at the very most. At Starbucks, it's probably the cost of diesel fuel now. But
no doubt,
we're only talking about $4 or $5 a month. Some of you all can do $4 or $5 a week. Some of you all can do $4 or $5 a minute, but you know, that's your lifestyle. But that $4 or $5 for this particular ministry allows him to reach places around the world that you would never imagine. Can you imagine this man's talking to people in New Delhi? He's talking to people in Shanghai. He's talking to people in Rio de Janeiro. He's talking to people in London and in Russia. And he's doing that from where he sits, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there are lots of pastors who are out there who gratify themselves by the fact that I got 300 people that come every Sunday. This man talks to tens of thousands of people every day. Can you imagine what heaven will look like because he spread the gospel every single day to the world? That is true ministry. And not that the other ministry isn't important. 300. Yeah, we all do that, but align yourself with someone who can actually spread that gospel and send people back home to you to spread that gospel around the world.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate those words very much. And, and listen, you know, I mean, really, buy me the cup of coffee. If you're watching us and this is, I have the TECN TV player embedded at my website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. So you can watch our programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And on the page, if you're watching it right now, you can click on the donation. You don't have to. I know a lot of people are like, you know, I don't want to be a part of PayPal anymore. I get it. Yeah. I get it. I'm looking for other ways. There are a few other things that are out there.
Well, we're investigating the pigeon service once more. So roll up your $5 bill, put it on the leg of the pigeon and toss it out the window. It will get to him.
Haven't you seen the commercial? haven't you seen the commercial, right? With the guy that's talking about, you know, the encrypted stuff and right. Yeah. You know, we're going to send your letter. Here's our carrier pigeon. He's going to carry. So no, but you know, so paypal.me/PastorGreg is one way. The donation button is another way. At Cash App, it's $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR. At Venmo, it's @PastorGregCGR. You know, $12, by the way, will feed a pastor's family in India for a month.
Wow.
$12.
Three cups of coffee.
Yeah.
That's it. Three cups of coffee. And the other thing I want to say is, this is why, I don't want people at TECN.TV to think that I'm giving him this award because he's my friend. No, that had nothing to do with it, nor him rolling $100 million into my pocket. That had nothing to do with it. No. You think I'm a Republican? No, I want to announce to everybody around the world, first and foremost, I'm going to be very frank with you. I've only said this, I've never taped it, but, I'm on the air at night from 9 to 11 on my own television network, The Exceptional Conservative Show. And I said this the other day. He didn't know this. He doesn't. I don't know if he watches me or not. It's a little late. I said this personally, and Bonnie Williams, who's my executive producer, will tell you that this is absolute fact. I had a meeting with everybody at the beginning of the year. Okay. And me being chairman, you know, I want to meet with my host. I was joking with them that I had last year, 1.1 million viewers, and that we had 2.2 million viewers overall. And I kept joking with them about it, and they turned to me and they said, "Ken, that will never happen again." And I was like, "Oh my, what do you mean? That's not going to," they said, "Ken, we will never allow you to carry the whole burden again." And Pastor Greg told me, "I'm going to get 1 million viewers for you this year." And Randy Purim told me that we're going to hit 6 million people this year. And we're not going to allow you to do it all by yourself. And I want you to know that Pastor Greg And Randy Purim, in that moment, spoke into my life like I had never been spoken into before. I've always had this amazing ability to do stuff on my own, and I've always had this sense of I have to do it on my own. If I don't do it by myself, who's going to do it for me? And I learned how to be not only a host of my own show and president of a network, but I learned how to be a friend to my fellow hosts. I moved from being the most important person on the team to being a team builder. And these two men encouraged me along the way. And Pastor Greg looked at me and he said, Ken, never again do you have to carry that burden by yourself. So I watched him and he had made a commitment, Ken, I'm going to reach 20,000 people every single week on your television network. And I was like, that's a lot. You all just don't understand reaching 10 people on a television network is tough. I mean, when your mom is watching, that's great, mm-hmm. but that's one person. And Pastor Greg said, I'm going to do it every single week. He didn't do 20,000. That's not the man you all are watching today. He didn't do 30,000. That's not the man you're watching today. That man reaches 40,000 people every single day on this television network. He kicks my butt every single day on this network.
Glory to God.
And I want you to know this man has amassed over 1.5 million viewers this year alone. 1.5 million viewers this year. This man broke my record, and it looks like he's moving quickly to 2 million to set a new record for us as he's doing it every single day with you all. He doesn't do it by himself either. He has his family behind him to give him support and prayer and encouragement. He has you all to watch and to share. And he did one week, and this is what I love about this man. He one week just went to you all and said, would you just share this show? That's all I want you to just share this show. He came back the following week and reported that over 150% gain in people who shared. That's because of you.
Amen.
You love this man and you support this man. And because of that, TECN.TV is giving away its first most valuable broadcaster of the year. And that's my friend, Pastor Greg Young. Ladies and gentlemen, get him a cup of coffee because he's won this particular award and he's deserving of that particular award.
Thank you.
I love you, brother.
I love you too. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Volt has by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is the chairman and the CEO of TECN, the Exceptional Christian Conservative Network, TECN.TV. He is the chairman and the founder. And he just spoke some incredibly humbling and precious and lovely words, announcing that I am the most valuable broadcaster on the network. And I thank you for that, Ken. And ladies and gentlemen, I thank you because you're the reason. I'm telling you, there's three. Mm-hmm. The first is it's God's call. I get up every morning because God has called me to do this. And the Word of God says in Romans that the call of God is irrevocable.
Yeah.
It's irrevocable. So it's the call of God. The second reason is there is a ministry in India, and if I am unable to raise the funds to send them just the base amount each and every month, there are 10 orphans, 18 Bible students, there's roughly 100 people that will die. Mm-hmm. I that's not hyperbole. That is just they will die, and they will die a slow, miserable death of starvation. But the third reason is simply you. And I'm not, God obviously is number one.
Yep.
But you in India and the rest of the world, as Ken said, that watch this program, I pray. I take this anointing oil and I put this anointing oil on. And I say, Holy Spirit, speak through me. Whether I have a guest or whether it's just words that God's put on my heart to share. I don't want to share out of my wisdom. The Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. God has given us the ability, Ken, to tap into His infinite wisdom, His infinite knowledge.
If anyone knows that, it's me, TECN.TV, the Exceptional Christian Network, TECN.TV. God gave me this particular ministry. And I know a lot of people hear this on other EWTN and all these other stations. But sincerely, God gave me this ministry. It would be, if everybody was intended to open up a church, there wouldn't be enough room on the face of the earth for houses. Churches would be all over the place. But God has given us, and I asked Him, how come, God, I'm not speaking from a pulpit? Mm-hmm. God said, you have a pulpit which I have given you to speak to thousands of people who don't hear the gospel at any other time of their life. They've watched Hollywood. They've watched Capitol Hill. They've watched the stock market. They watch all those things. But to be able to reach people who would normally never hear the name of Jesus. And Pastor Greg does it like nobody else in the world. And to be called in this particular ministry means that you endure much. I know lots of people watch us and they think, oh, we're multi-billionaires. We're just sitting back in the hay and we are just reaching. We got it all together, and it's not true. Yeah. The walk of Paul is a very difficult walk. Sure, you get all the accolades after you're dead, and they put a whole lot of scriptures together in a nice little book that are attributed to you. But the truth of the matter is, we are tent makers. We're humble servants of the Lord. And quite frankly, the blood, the sweat, and the tears that you don't see are the bloodstained love of Jesus Christ upon you. So when I say to my friend here that literally for me, I've watched TECN.TV grow, and even in a short period of time, I told him that we all agreed that we would be reaching 250,000 people by November. We did that officially in October. As of this particular week alone, we have reached over 275,000 people, and it's just Wednesday morning. God has called us to this to reach the world.
Amen.
Now, I'm not debilitating others for the work that they do. God bless you in the work that you do, but support the ministries that spread the gospel effectively to the world. This particular ministry, and Pastor Greg does that. I want to say this to you real quick, because I know that you are a substantive man, unlike me, who fills up an hour just with humble talk. but you all told us that you can't spread the gospel. You can't preach morality. You can't vote morality. You cannot lead with morality because it's offensive. But I want you to know that last night, the Democrats, the Democrat Marxists, celebrated the fact that America voted for immorality. They had only one argument. We had the economy. We had the border. We had homeland security issues. We had a war in Ukraine. We had all those things going for us, but they had only one issue, one whole issue that they gave, and they walked on, and they marched on, and they preached on day in and day out, sometimes in your pulpits. Mm-hmm. They preached abortion.
Kill babies. 30 kill seconds. Babies. We got 30 seconds. But yeah, they said kill babies. Go ahead, brother. Real quick. Close it out.
So just want to tell you all need to stop being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For first, it is liberty to the Jew and then to the Gentile.
Amen. And bear in mind, and I said this in the last hour, Ron DeSantis won in Florida by speaking out against LGBTQ, trans, abortion, and CRT. That's how he won, ladies and gentlemen. And those are true biblical moral issues, and that's how we win. Ken, thanks so much. God bless you. God bless TECN. It's great to be here with you. I've got more coming up. Claire Lopez and Rick Manning coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And let me press the right button. There we go. All right. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very, very pleased to have my co-host with me, Americans for Limited Government President Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Feeling lonely today, Greg. Feeling lonely.
I can appreciate that. And I want to welcome, of course, Claire Lopez, our national security expert. And we're going to talk about, because yesterday's election now has huge consequences when it comes to national security. CCP, border, Putin, Ukraine, Iran, all of it will be impacted by what didn't happen yesterday. And we need some analysis. We need to get into it. We need to talk about it. So, where to begin? Where to begin, my friends? I don't know. Where do we begin?
Well, let me ask Claire a question, because I think this is really an interesting thing. Just going at the Middle East for to start out. Israel just really put Netanyahu into a position of power because he actually has a majority, to work with in Israel. And yet the Republican, the election today really creates a lot of uncertainty as to whether or not there's any congressional pushback available to try to stop the Biden administration from their insane Iranian policy. How do you see this all falling out? Is Putin standing alone, or are we going to be there to try to help?
You mean Netanyahu, not Putin.
I'm sorry, Netanyahu. Netanyahu.
I hope Putin's standing alone.
Wrong guy.
No, go ahead.
Wrong guy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Netanyahu standing alone, with the Saudis, the UAE, and others, or is help on the way?
Honestly, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference between the two major parties in the United States to begin with. It's a uniparty. I don't see that the election of more R's or fewer D's would make that much difference with regard to policy towards Israel. I think it's a very good thing for Israel and the Middle East region that Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition has won the elections. I think that it will breathe new life back into the Abraham Accords, which Donald Trump, of course, during his presidency was instrumental in encouraging. But they've got a life of their own now. And they're doing it. It's proceeding because it's in the interests of those involved to continue with it. But I do think that Netanyahu's return to the prime ministership in Jerusalem will encourage that process with or without the United States. We're becoming irrelevant, in a lot of ways, in the Middle East. In some ways, it's good to see that the nations of the region, the Israelis, certainly the Abraham Accord, partners so far, Bahrain, UAE, Sudan, Morocco, but obviously with Saudi Arabia behind them, encouraging and supporting, it's drawing them closer together. And that's a very good thing that they should, take these initiatives on their own, and they're doing it because it's in their interest with or without America. We're becoming irrelevant. The United States has withdrawn from the world stage in so many different places and ways, and the world is going on without us.
I had Mayor David Rubin on yesterday, and we talked about Netanyahu and about that coalition. First time since 1948, since the nation began, that they've had a truly conservative leadership majority, and that the religious, the Judeo foundational religious aspect is a big part of that coalition, because traditional family values are what won them that election. The pushback against the LGBTQ trans agenda that was pushing so hard in Tel Aviv and in Israel was rebuffed in that election, and family values were elevated, and America did not learn anything from watching that based on the results of the election yesterday. The world is looking for nations that will lead with good principled values, because when you bring those things to the negotiating table, then people can trust you.
American education has been infiltrated by communist ideology for 100 years. We're seeing the results of that right now. I've referred before to the chapter 13 of W. Cleon Skousen's 1958 book called The Naked Communist, chapter 13 being the 45 goals of communism today, today being then 1958.
Mm-hmm.
And if we read through those, America has ticked off the majority of those points, I think.
Is there a bridge? You talk also in national security about open borders, border security, the invasion at the border. Is there a bridge between this national security and the policies, foreign policies, and the influence that that is having in our own culture here in America?
Well, certainly in part, although I would hesitate to jump to the conclusion that second and third generations of at least Latino immigrants, be they legal or illegal, I would hesitate to jump to the conclusion that they automatically will skew left and become Democrat voters after the second or third generation. Which is not to dismiss this flood of, what is it now, something on the order of 5 million illegals
just this year
crashing.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of years. That's not a small thing, and it's hugely destabilizing to the United States in so many ways. But among the Latinos of that group, I am seeing their basic ideology, their basic worldview, basically is conservative. It is family values, it's hard work. Yes, they came here illegally. They're criminals the moment they step across that border without legal permission to do so. That's true. But among the Latinos, that worldview is not exactly in alignment with the Democrat Socialists of America program.
Well, let me just, one of the things that was sort of a narrative that was being played out for a couple months before this election. And there was a testing ground in Texas. There is three border congressional districts that Myra Flores won as a special as a Republican, but there are three districts right on the border where the narrative was that Hispanics were in fact fed up with the illegal immigration and the crime it was creating and the disruption it was creating, and they were going to vote for Republicans to close the border. And we lost all three districts, and it wasn't close. So I don't know that we get fed a lot of stuff by political consultants who make a lot of money, by people investing in an idea. And I don't know that notion that Hispanics are really going to be all that, are going to vote against the transgender agenda. Because you know what they didn't do? They didn't do that in this election. And that, and they were given an opportunity to, and we battleground it, and the arguments were made to that community. And quite honestly, it's really, really hard to get somebody who has a history of voting for one party and doesn't feel the other party wants them, to get them to suddenly embrace another party. The transition is usually a 2 to 3, 4 election transition away from one party voting pattern to another party voting pattern. And it's a, so I don't know that I buy the narrative that the Hispanics are all that much up for grabs. This election certainly didn't bear that out. But I will say that there's a fight, and if there's any fault here, the fault is that the Republicans didn't put up a fight on the cultural issues that Hispanics respond to. They didn't put up that fight. Yeah. They didn't make the argument. And if you don't make the argument, you can't expect to win it.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back. I want to talk about that, but because I think it's an important point. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Rick Manning, my co-host from Americans for Limited Government, and Claire Lopez, our national security expert. So, Claire, we're referencing here. I know Rick, we were talking about, you know, the border, just as a case in point, the border issue. We had candidates down at the border of Texas in my home state who were talking about securing the border, and they were running against other candidates who weren't messaging that. There was another message that was thrown in there: we're going to steal your Social Security, which is, folks, it's a lie, absolute lie. But now we have this issue where the open border crowd still has the numbers and the strength necessary to keep the border open and to not secure our nation. How important, how significant is that?
Well, it's incredibly important. And again, I go back to what I said at the top of the show, which is that we have a uniparty on both the Republican and the Democrat side of the ledger of the Congress. There are interests, not all of them, you know, but enough of them, who agree and want to keep the border open. They want the free labor, the cheap labor, whatever it is. They are in agreement. And we have to understand that. The biggest enemy, is not the Democrat Party. It's the Republican GOP establishment leadership for this particular issue and others.
Well, it's one of the things, you know, Mike Szabo out of Venezuela, when he came on my program, it's one of the things that he said, that, you know, Chavez, Soros, it's one of their things that they put into, you know, into people's minds is exactly what you were just talking about. You know, you got
one of the things though, Bill, I'm Dylan, sorry.
Great. No, you're good.
One of the things on this issue is if the Republicans had won a significant victory, okay, had won 30, 35 seats, okay, and we're sitting at 240, 242 in the House, what would have happened is there would have been a budget battle, which would have, where we would have fought over funding the border wall, funding, actual enforcing the Biden administration to enforce a lot of the land related to enforcing the border. That would have been a major fight. And so while there may be a uniparty, not winning a significant victory to yesterday in the House cost us that fight, because that fight won't happen now. Because the Republicans won't have the votes to sustain that fight. And that is a, and so uniparty, and I'm not in disagreement with Chair, or gosh, I'm having a, sorry, I haven't slept at all with Claire, but it is a, I think the reality is the border issue became much more difficult to fight over the next 2 years because there wasn't, there's not enough voter confirmation that it matters. And as a result, Republicans will then default to the Chamber of Commerce position, which is, we'll give you money if you turn a blind eye to this.
Well, the uniparty, I'm sorry, that was the thing that popped up in my mind relative to what Mike had talked about is that uniparty was one of the things that they did in South America, in Venezuela, and in Brazil. They basically created a merge of the two parties. They labeled them differently, but they were a uniparty. And that was one of the downfalls when Soros turned the nation into a socialist dictatorship. And unfortunately, we've got a tyrant right now. We've got tyranny taking place in our country right now. And yesterday, the American people had an opportunity to change that. And whether it was through election fraud or what have you, we didn't fix it.
Correct. Claire, you've looked at a lot of elections and how it has impact on the rest of the world. We've got this thing going on in Ukraine. Does this election affirm that stay the course in terms of what America's doing in Ukraine? Does it make Ukraine what effect does it have on Ukraine in your estimation? Any at all?
I don't know that it'll have a very big effect. I think certainly this administration, I mean, one of the few things to its credit, is actually going to continue to stand for the principles of sovereign nation states with secure borders, so long as it's not our own southern border, that is. But as a world order norm, often violated, but a norm, to their credit, they're defending that in Ukraine, and I think that'll continue, and I think there's enough support on both sides of the aisle for the support and the backing to Ukraine to continue. And hopefully, you know, they're not going to be trying to strong arm Ukraine and Zelensky into negotiating away part of their sovereign national territory.
Well, that will be another one of the big battles that's out there. And I've talked about it a bit on my program. We don't have time to get into the details of it, but there is a lot of Russian propaganda that is taking place when it comes to Ukraine. And there are a lot of people that are being sucked into the idea of Putin as some form of hero. And all I can tell you folks is don't buy into it. Don't buy into it. Claire, thanks so much for being with us. I greatly appreciate it. Rick Manning, thank you. I appreciate both of you. We're going to continue to pray for our nation. We're going to continue to educate, to inform, and to fight for our republic. That's what we're going to do. We're committed to it, and we won't stop. Hour number 3, straight ahead. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, back with more right after this brief break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow.
Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.